This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden opened a global climate summit by warning fellow world leaders they must take immediate steps to address climate change. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the time has finally come.
A moment of peril, but also a moment of extraordinary possibilities.
Addressing a virtual summit of 40 world leaders from a TV-style set built in the White House, he pledged to cut American fossil fuel emissions in half by 2030. That would require the nation's most ambitious climate effort to date as the U.S. returns to global climate efforts after Trump administration pullbacks. The president's pushing other leaders to also move toward clean energy. China says it's ready to work with America on emissions cuts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Coinciding with the summit, environmental champion Greta Thunberg lashed out at powerful politicians Thursday for ignoring climate change. Speaking to a U.S. House panel, she demanded an end to fossil fuel subsidies and implored the current generation of leaders to take the crisis more seriously. The Swedish activist asked, quote, "How long do you honestly believe people in power like you will get away with it?" End quote, adding, quote, "Sooner or later, people are going to realize what you have been doing," end quote. A weekend summit on the Myanmar coup crisis will be a test for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations' credibility and unity, a senior Thai official said Thursday, amid an escalating death toll and violence across the western border. Security forces in Myanmar have killed at least 739 people since a February 1st military coup ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, according to a local monitoring group. This is VOA News. Russia launched major military exercises in Crimea Thursday under the personal supervision of Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. The Defense Ministry said Shoigu flew by helicopter over the areas where troops and military equipment are deployed and checked the readiness of the naval and ground forces. Police arrested nearly 1,500 people in a day of demonstrations throughout Russia calling for freedom for imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The top Kremlin critic's health reportedly is in severe decline after 3 weeks of hunger striking, according to a group that monitors political detentions. Navalny's team called for the unsanctioned demonstrations after weekend reports that his health is deteriorating and his life is in danger. The COVID-19 situation in India has reached record levels as the world's second most populous country posted a global record of 314,835 new infections in just a 24-hour period. That's the most of any country since the pandemic began. It's dealing with a second wave of infections that has pushed the country's healthcare system to the brink of collapse as hospitals are near capacity and warn patients could die without fresh oxygen supplies. Norway will lend 216,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine it has in stock to Sweden and Iceland, the country's health ministry said Thursday. Norway suspended the rollout of the vaccine last month after a small number of younger inoculated people were hospitalized for a combination of blood clots, bleeding, and a low count of platelets. Some of them later died. Sweden and Iceland will be able to receive the doses from Norway as long as the AstraZeneca vaccine rollout is suspended. The European Commission is looking to launch legal action against AstraZeneca for under-delivering COVID-19 vaccine doses to the EU, hobbling the bloc's early rollout of shots, diplomats said Thursday. The EU executive informed member state envoys of its plans Wednesday, the diplomats told AFP, confirming information first published by the Politico website. They said any lawsuit against AstraZeneca would begin in a Belgian court. The jurisdiction agreed under the Commission's contract with the British-Swedish pharmaceutical company. Germany is in talks with Russia to buy 30 million doses of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, said Saxony State Premier Michael Kretschmer, who discussed the issue with President Vladimir Putin Thursday. Kretschmer wrote on Twitter, quote, "The prerequisite for this is the swift EMA approval of the vaccine." Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.